Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Now keep in mind this topic. He will show you. He will show you. John chapter 16, verse 12. Now Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says this, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now, in this particular passage, we see how truth is conveyed to the believer. In verse 15, we see that the Father had all things that the Father hath, the Father has all things, and Jesus said, are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. So, first of all, it goes from the Father to Jesus Christ. In verse 15, we then see how it goes from Jesus Christ to the Holy Spirit. Verse 14 says the same thing. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. And then it goes from the Holy Spirit to us. Look at verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So, it goes from the Father to Jesus, from Jesus to the Holy Spirit, from the Holy Spirit to us. Therefore, as some people have said in conference, we're all on the same page. We're all in agreement. We all have the same thing. Jesus didn't come up with one doctrine and God the Father with another, and the Holy Spirit come up with his own loose cannon on deck. Everything lines up exactly, precisely, how the Holy Spirit, how Jesus Christ, and how God the Father want it to. Now, the Holy Spirit is the teacher. He is the teacher. You say, well, Brother Welder, you're on the radio teaching us right now. Well, that's true, but my position is that I am simply a gift from the Lord to you. In other words, when Jesus Christ left in Ephesians chapter 4 and ascended up into heaven, the Bible says, and he gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some evangelists, some prophets, some pastors and teachers. All right, so I am a gift to the body of Christ by God Almighty. In one respect, I'm just a man, you know, just a man, just a husband, just a father, just the son of my living mother and deceased father, those kinds of things. But in the capacity that I am in right now as a teacher, I am simply a gift to the body of Christ. All right, but the teacher ultimately is the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. The anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now that anointing of the Holy Spirit in you allows you to be able, if you're not listening to an earthly, sensual, and devilish doctrine, which you read about in James chapter 3, if you're not listening to that kind of doctrine, if the doctrine you're getting is the peaceable, pure, easy to be entreated, without partiality, without hypocrisy, full of good fruits and mercy, type doctrine that comes from the Lord God, then that Spirit in you will testify that what you're hearing is the truth, you see. Now, I've had people say, but you know, they get feisty and because of something that is taught out of the Bible, but you know, their contention is really not with me because I am just a voice. Their contention is with the Holy Spirit. They're wrestling with him. Their contention is with the Word of God because they're not getting what they need from the Word of God and from the Holy Spirit. They're probably getting it from a man or from bad teaching or from the earthly, sensual, and devilish kind of wisdom that seems to be so prevalent today. The Holy Spirit is a teacher, and if you will yield to Him, He will teach you the words of God. Not only that, He is not only the teacher, He is the revealer. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So if you want anything revealed to you about the truth, you want it to be taught the truth, you're going to have to get that truth from the Holy Spirit Himself. As you read, as you study, and as you listen to preaching and teaching of the Word of God, there are many who have heard a preacher or a teacher teach that didn't get it. And the reason is they were not looking to the Holy Spirit to teach them. You understand what I'm saying. Now, he's here to teach you the truth. That's His job, is to reveal these things to you and to teach you these things. It was a very interesting thing that happened to me recently. You know, on our website, on the computer there, on the internet or whatever you call that, we have a thing called the weekly question. And there are probably 75 questions up there now that deal with heresies and Bible doctrine and practical Christianity and Bible curiosities and things like that. And you can go through there, and many of the very typical questions that are asked by Christians are answered on that web page. We give you the address for that at the end of the broadcast. It's unknownbible.com. Well, many times I'm looking for new fodder. I'm trying to figure out some good questions that are floating around in Christianity. So what I did, I went to the internet the other day, and I got on there looking for a website where people have scriptural debates and things. And I found a website like that, and I clicked in there to start looking around and reading how these guys debate, and I was amazed. I actually submitted a few articles just to see how they would respond, but I was amazed. And what I was amazed at is everybody on there, without fail, everybody on there had a common characteristic. Number one, they did not look to the Bible as their authority for anything. They used the Bible, but they didn't believe the Bible. Now, they said they believed it, but you could see by the way they were debating each other on the website and the way they were corresponding with each other, they did not look to the Bible at all as the absolute authority. I mean, when you look to the Bible as authority, you look over there, you say, the Bible says this in this passage, it says this in this passage, you put those two cross-references together, and that's the doctrine of the Bible. They weren't anything like that at all. You know what they were doing? On there, they would go to Greek, they would go to their denomination, they would go to their opinion, anything but go to the clear, demonstrated, Holy Spirit-taught words of God and say, the Bible says, blop, whatever it was. Very common problem. Now, you know what their problem is ultimately? They're not looking to the Holy Spirit to be their teacher. They want to be the teacher. They're not looking to the Holy Spirit to be the revealer. They want their studies to reveal, and so they do these complicated word studies and this great Greek and Hebrew type stuff and this opinion type stuff and this research of all these other authors, and you'll hear them quote all these authors and how they handle a particular test. They never look to the Holy Spirit as the teacher and revealer of truth. That is a very characteristic thing of today, and is a very dangerous thing. People start having a problem with certain texts or certain things in their doctrine. They go to the Christian bookstore and they buy something off the shelf and they see how a man treated the text. They will not patiently wait to study through the words of God to see what the Holy Spirit has to say about it. But according to this passage right here, if you will look to the Holy Spirit, He will teach you the truth. That's what He said. The Lord said in verse 12, I've had yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. The Holy Spirit doesn't give you everything there is about the Bible the first time that you read it. There are many things you cannot bear. There are many things you do not need. A mother does not feed her child, who doesn't even have any teeth, a big steak. That steak will do him some good later, but it won't do him any good as an infant. He needs his mother's milk. Later on, when he can tolerate a little bit more, she'll give him fruits, and later on some vegetables that have been processed, and after that, then he'll start taking a little more solid food, and after that, one of these days, he can get his own knife and his own fork, and he could cut that steak. Well, God dealt with his disciples that way. He said, you can't bear these things. I know it's telling you now, but I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, and in due time, when you're ready, and when he's ready, he's going to teach you these things. He's going to teach you the truth. He is called the Spirit of Truth, and when He has come, He will guide you into all truth, not some truth, not most of the truth, not just the truth that He wants to show you in. He will guide you in what? All truth. He's not going to speak of Himself. He'll tell you what He hears, and that's when He's going to speak, and when He does, He's going to glorify Me. So I'm going to tell you something. You may be in the category of those who like to share their own opinions about certain things. You may be those that like to go through and do all these complicated word studies and Strong's Concordance and Greek roots. Oh, that's pretty good. Geek roots and all that kind of stuff. See all what these say, but you're going to end up with a frayed nylon rope. It'll never be able to be used. You won't come to the conclusion of a thing. Now, let me tell you. The Holy Spirit's going to show you, we'll just deal with four areas. The truth, there are many other areas we could deal with. The truth, first of all, about the right Bible. The Holy Spirit will show you that. Now, I know there's a great argument, and every time I mention this thing about modern translation, somebody gets nervous. But if you would stop and just listen for a while, God doesn't need help from modern scholars. Never did. I'll tell you, old Moses went up there on the mount, God blew the trumpet in Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 20, he spoke the words, and the people said, you know, we don't want to hear the voice of God anymore. That scared us. You go up there, you find out what he said, you come down and tell us. And I'm going to tell you something. When Moses came down from that mountain and told them what God said, he told them word for what God said, and God recorded it in a book. Now, somehow or another, people have taught you to believe that you cannot rely upon God to give you what Moses gave those Jews, that you cannot rely upon God to give that to you in writing today. Some people have convinced you of that, or your own heart has convinced you of that. But don't forget, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And men can also be deceivers. If you'll look to the Holy Spirit honestly to lead you to the right Bible, I will guarantee you, if it's really the Holy Spirit, He will lead you to a King James Bible. Now you say, oh, you're just one of those KJV defenders and blah, blah, blah. Listen, you call me whatever you want to call me. That doesn't really offend me, okay? It doesn't bother me a bit. I'm telling you this not to put forth my own opinion or my own stand. We didn't pay for this airtime and put this broadcast on the air just so we could go tell the rest of the world what we believe. I'm telling you this to do you some good. I really am. You say, but you sound so partial to one Bible. Listen, once you've got the Word of God, why do you need to go get something else that is called a Holy Bible that disagrees with it? Now, they tell me, I've never counted them, that there are 215, I'm sure there are more than that now, English Bibles on the market. They don't agree. I don't know if you've ever taken them and paralleled them side by side. They do not agree. You say, well, they're eclectic. If you put them all together, then you get God's Word. He never intended for you to invest $15 a Bible times 215 Bibles to come up with what He said. When Moses came down from the mountain, he said, thus saith the Lord, and blam, he said it. When Ezekiel stood up in front of the princes and the people, he said, thus saith the Lord, and blam, he said it. When the prophets prophesied to the kings, they got up and said, thus saith the Lord, and blam, that was it, every time. See, God doesn't need help from men because He's got the Holy Spirit. Jesus got it from the Father, the Holy Spirit got it from Jesus, and we get it from the Holy Spirit. And somehow or another, you've got it in your mind that you have to go to a guy that has a doctorate and who is a scholar in languages and a scholar in the Word of God and take his word for what the Bible said. Wait a minute. Then he didn't get that from the Holy Spirit. He got that from man, and he got that from his intellect, and he got that from word studies. That is contrary to the very scheme that God laid out for you in John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. If it doesn't come directly from the Father to Jesus to the Holy Spirit to you, then it's been interrupted. And if it's been interrupted, then it could be corrupted, it could be perverted, it could be vexed, it could be a lot of bad things could happen to it. It could be lied about, it could be exchanged, it could be changed. The Holy Spirit shows you in Genesis chapter 3 all the ways that the devil perverts the Word of God. He causes you to doubt it. He adds to it. He subtracts from it. He lies about it. Now, that's the way the devil operates. And don't fall prey to that. The Holy Spirit will direct you to the right Bible. Now, I promise you, if you have a King James Bible on your shelf and you've got two or three other translations there, do this, I don't know how long, I'll say for a month, do it however long you want to. Get those Bibles out and you read. Let's say you got four of them, okay? Now, every time you read, you say, first of all, to the Lord, Psalm 119, verse 18. Psalm 119, verse 18, say, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Tell him that. I want you to open. You're the teacher, 1 John 2:27. You're the revealer, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. You're the spirit that will guide me into all truth, John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. I'm looking to you, not to me. You tell me. And you get your modern Bible, and you read a passage out of that. Then you get the next modern Bible, you read a passage out of that, and you get your King James Bible, you read a passage out of that. And you say, Holy Spirit of God, I want you to show me which one of these is God's words. Don't be in a rush. Just go right there and keep reading. And pretty soon, if you will really do what I'm just telling you to do, if you won't sit there and go, but oh, so-and-so says, and you're just a King James Bible believer and all that, just put all that aside for a second. Don't worry about being biased. You want to know God's words. That's why you're listening to the radio broadcast right now. Lay the Bibles down there. Read a chapter out of one or a chapter out of the other, or a chapter out of the King James Bible. And you just say every time you do, Holy Spirit of God, open mine eyes, reveal this truth to me, teach me, and show me which one of these is God's words. And probably, if you did that for a month, I would say at the outside, 90 days, you know what happened? After a period of time, you would know the voice. You wouldn't sense it, you wouldn't feel it, you wouldn't hear it, but you would know the voice of the Holy Spirit in the words of that King James Bible, and it wouldn't bother you that it said thee and thou. Wouldn't bother you a bit. It doesn't bother you when you sing, O Lord my God, how great thou art. That never bothered you. That doesn't bother you a bit. Guide thou me, O Jehovah. That doesn't bother you. If it doesn't bother you to sing about it, it shouldn't bother you to read about it, you see. You get in there and you look at that thing, and pretty soon, I would say within a month, probably at the outside, but 90 days for sure at the outside, the Holy Spirit would just deal with you, and pretty soon you'd say, these other ones aren't it. You ought to try that. You really ought to, because he will lead you to the right Bible. And then you won't say, well, Brother Welder said, you look in there and you see, you know something, I know the voice of the Holy Spirit. And you say, how can that be? Listen, just yesterday I received a telephone call from a fella that I only met one time. He was in desperation. A friend of his was in the hospital with a heart attack, and they needed prayer. So we went down to the hospital, and we prayed, and we visited today, and he gave me a good report on her progress. And we got talking about things, and he said, you know, when I first got saved, which would be 8 years ago, when he said, when I first got saved, I began to read the Bible. And you know something? He said, I didn't understand anything I was reading. He said, I was reading the King James Bible, and I didn't really have a clue much about what I was reading. But I read it because I wanted to know God's words. And he said, in time, the Holy Spirit began to reveal that stuff to me. And he said, now these people tell me I need a modern Bible. He said, I don't need anything of the kind. I know God's words. He said, I don't know it all, but I know God's words because the Holy Spirit is showing me out of that King James Bible exactly what the Bible says. Isn't that wild? You say, and I mean, there is a man that did look for God's words, and the Holy Spirit directed him in and to those words and directs him to this day, and he doesn't have any trouble with it. He'll direct you to the right Bible. Not only that, he'll direct you to the right doctrine. Now, I want you to get something here about this. This is very important. You got to get this. Whenever there's a disagreement about a particular passage of Scripture, people say, well, that's your interpretation. Or they'll say, this preacher and that teacher and this guy on the radio and that author all say this. You say this, you're very contrary to this great majority of wise men over here. You must be wrong. Now, let me tell you what the problem is about doctrine. And you really want to understand this. It's very important. Again, this is to help you. Doctrine is not subject to interpretation. No prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. That's what Peter said. No prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, listen carefully. There is a great disagreement today about when the Lord's coming back, as an example. Some say there is no rapture. All right, some say, well, I believe there's going to be a rapture, but I don't believe it's going to happen until the church has gone through a part of the tribulation. Others say the church won't be in the tribulation at all, we're going to get raptured. Some say the church is going all the way through the tribulation and then they'll be raptured. You got all kind of things. No rapture, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, pre-wrath. That's five different doctrinal stands right there. Now listen, as it concerns doctrine, there is only one. One of those positions is right and four of those positions is wrong. You know the Holy Spirit, and you know the Holy Spirit teaches truth, all T-R-U-T-H, truth. Well, if a man is teaching you a mid-tribulation rapture and there's no such thing, you know what he's teaching you? He is teaching you a false doctrine. He is teaching you a lie. Okay? Now, I didn't say absolutely no mid-tribulation. I certainly believe in a pre-tribulation rapture of the church, but I said if, and the reason I said that is so you would have some grace with me while I'm showing you the point. If he teaches a mid-tribulation rapture and there is no mid-tribulation rapture, he is teaching you a false doctrine. He is teaching you a lie. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's that man. And if it's that man, then you are following the man, and the Holy Spirit is not guiding you into all truth. Somebody is guiding you into a lie, and the voice of the Holy Spirit you are not listening to, because he would not guide you down that path. He would not guide you to follow that man. Something is wrong. So the Holy Spirit has to be there to lead you to the right doctrine. There is no such thing as secondary doctrine. Doctrine is doctrine, and everything that is not doctrine is false doctrine and a lie. You got it? People say, well, I think you need to be baptized in order to be saved. Another person says, I don't think you have to be baptized at all, whether you're saved or lost. And another person says, I think you ought to be baptized, but you should be because you got saved, and that's a command of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's three different positions. One of those says baptism saves you. The other one says it doesn't save you, but you need to do it. There's five different positions on baptism. One of those is right, and all the rest of them are wrong. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Well, how are you if you're so partial to what you already believe that the Holy Spirit can't show you what the right doctrine is? He'll show you the right doctrine about salvation. He'll show you the right doctrine about the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll show you the right doctrine about the Holy Spirit. He'll help you to understand about what the Word says in every single passage of Scripture that you are reading. This funny thing about going on that website and looking at those scriptural debates is that nobody agreed about anything. They were all over the boards. If you had 50 responses on a particular debate, nobody agreed. Maybe one or two guys agreed, and they'd all say, well, I agree with your opinion about this, or I agree with your opinion about that. That's all men talking about what God said, nobody getting anything from the Holy Spirit whatsoever. Why mess with a thing like that? There's no truth in that. The Holy Spirit's not like that. He always says, thus saith the Lord, blam, and there it is. Boom, right there. And there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And if you have a question in your own mind about which one of those things is right, then that thing hasn't been taught to you by the Holy Spirit, and you can't be settled on it because you don't know what the truth is at that point. There are many passages of Scripture like that that all of us are wrestling with, and we're still sitting here trying to figure out. And when the Holy Spirit is ready for us to bear those things, He'll show us what those things are. In the meantime, you just look and throw up your hands and say, as far as I can tell, it looks like this, but I'm not sure. Or you say, I don't know. And where you do know, you say, bam, there it is. And there it is. He'll lead you to the right doctrine. He'll lead you to the right Bible. He'll lead you to the right divisions. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That Bible has right divisions. And when a man doesn't know how to divide that Bible rightly, he doesn't know where he is on certain doctrines in the Bible. And when he doesn't know where he is and he's standing up there trying to teach you where you are, you're going to get into a mess. Now, the Bible has right divisions. You say, well, how are they figured? Study it this way. I won't take the broadcast time to do it now, but I'll tell you where the clues are. Go into the Bible and look for the major covenants. That is, the covenant that God had with Adam in the Garden of Eden, the covenant that God had with Adam after the fall, the covenant that God had with Noah, the covenant that God had with Abraham, the covenant that God had with Moses, the covenant that God had with David, the covenant that God had with Jesus Christ. And when you do that, you're going to find out the right divisions of the Bible. The covenant with Adam after the fall is a blood sacrifice to atone for sin, among other things, a curse on the earth. With Noah, a rainbow that he'd never flood the earth again with water, but also the division of the nations. With Abraham, a covenant concerning the Jews, a seed that would last forever, a land grant that would last forever, among other things. And that's what Arafat and the United Nations are arguing about right now. With Moses, a covenant of the law, which isn't done yet. You can see evidence of it coming back in the tribulation and the millennial reign of Christ. A covenant with David concerning a throne and a kingdom. A covenant with Jesus Christ concerning the fulfillment of that throne and kingdom, and also a covenant with Jesus Christ for the new covenant that gets you and I in a position where we can be saved and put into the body of Christ, go to heaven when we die and enjoy some of the inheritance with Jesus Christ down here on the earth during his thousand-year reign. Now, when you study out those covenants and you find where they fall, you are going to see some changes in the way that God has been dealing with men through time, and you're going to understand a great deal about why, for instance, there's eternal security in the New Testament salvation and not eternal security in the Old Testament salvation, as an example of one of the differences. And you've got to know how to make those things different because, as some said, things that are different are not the same. And the Holy Spirit will teach you not only by comparing things, but also by contrasting things. And if you don't pick up the right divisions, you'll never get all the benefit of your Bible study. And then not only that, but he'll also lead you into right relations. Lead you into the truth concerning the right Bible, the right doctrine, the right divisions of the Bible, and also into your right relations. The truth about your love of God and what it is to really love the Lord Jesus Christ and be loved by him. He'll lead you into the truth of your love for others and lead you into the truth of your love for the things of God and the things that God loves. You know, there's lots of misunderstanding there. There are people today in the name of love that are beginning to tolerate sins that God hates. That's true. And when that happens, you're no longer loving the things that God loves. Like Peter, he loved Lord Jesus Christ, and he didn't want to see Jesus Christ die at the hand of the Gentiles and by crucifixion. And in, out of his love for the Lord, he said to him, you're not going to die. He rebuked the Lord for that. And the Lord said, get thee behind me, Satan, thou savorest not, see that thing? Savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. You see that? And he had to rebuke Peter of that. Why? Because he got the wrong deal. He loved the Lord and didn't want to see him die, but hey, if God hadn't died, or if Jesus Christ, excuse me, hadn't died, we wouldn't be saved. And that's savoring the things of God, and Peter was just mistaken there. So the Lord will lead you into the right, the truth, the Holy Spirit will, the right relations with this world, with the Lord, with others, and with the things that God loves. You know, that's a very, very important thing, and you need to be led of the Holy Spirit in those things. Okay, so you see what the deal is then. You don't have to look to a man, you look to the Holy Spirit. He will show you the truth about the right divisions of the Bible, the right Bible, the right doctrine of the Bible, the right relations with the Lord, with others, and with the things of this world. Now, that's valuable, valuable information. I pray you'll take us up on that test concerning the Word of God, by the way.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.